Father, thank you so much for the blessing and privilege it is to be here tonight in this place. We pray, Holy Spirit, come and speak to us tonight. Use our preacher. Help him with wisdom and grace, and help us, Lord, to listen and get what you got for us tonight, please. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Take your Bible. Turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And I want to teach you a very, very, very important truth tonight, and I think it will be a blessing to you. Through the years, it has become a very vital truth to me personally. Brother Stoltz, can we set these there? They're just kind of in my way for some reason tonight. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we're going to read one verse, verse number 18. You follow along if you will. It's a very familiar passage to most everyone here. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Keep your Bible open. We're going to come back to this in a moment, but listen for just a moment, and then I'll teach you. We live in a very ungrateful society. This week, the last couple weeks, it's been in the news, three UCLA students in China got caught shoplifting, and the president got them released from having to go to jail and got them freed to come back to America, and they wouldn't even say thank you. And the president kind of got his nose torqued a little bit. You say, well, he shouldn't have. Somebody's got to teach America manners. I'm glad he's got enough courage to stand up to a stupid press. And he mentioned the fact that none of them even said thank you. Well, the university punished them and made them go out and say thank you, but one of the dads went on national television, the news this week, saying that he's not thankful for it, that it was just shoplifting. He grew up in L.A., and shoplifting a pair of sunglasses isn't that bad. And started this battle with the president, and he said, well, he didn't put him on his plane to bring them back. I'll be honest with you. I thank God that, and by the way, our president made a very good statement. He said they were in a communist country that takes shoplifting very seriously, much like we used to and we're going to start doing. I thought, I like that statement. I know what that means. Amen. Now, wait a minute. What a picture of our society today. Hold the door open, fellas, for a lady nowadays, and if you get a grunt as they walk by or even remotely somebody saying thank you, it's a shock. People rarely think of you. If you ever walked up to a checkout line, you got one thing, and everybody on either side of you has a whole cart full, and you're thinking, oh, Lord. This is going to be a long time. Nobody ever thinks of, hey, you only have one or two things. Why don't you go ahead of me? Everybody's in a hurry to do their thing, and they don't care about anybody else. Everybody doing all right? Listen to the average business answer a phone. You don't even know who you're calling half the time because the person has said it 3,277 times that day, and there's no warmth, there's no care. It's just... If you can get a person, usually it's push one for this, push two for this. But I thank God Mrs. Barnes answers the telephones around here most of the time, and she answers the phone the right way. She cares. If I answer the telephone, I'll say, Grace Baptist Church, this is Pastor Bush. May I help you? Every time. I may know who's on the caller ID. I'm still going to say it the same way. You say, why? Because that's what's appropriate. I believe in doing things the right way. Amen. Now, I say that to say, our society is not based on people saying thank you when the kids come to my office on Sunday nights and I give them Skittles. I always make sure they say thank you. Now, most of the time, I don't have to say anything, but every once in a while, because I was a kid too, you got to get reminded of it. I'll say, what do you say? Thank you, preacher. No problem. It's not because I need to be thanked. They need to be taught thankfulness. And they need reminded of it. And that's why I always let the girls go first and the boys go last. And the boys hate that, but that's the way it is in life. So get used to it, fellas. Now, let me get to the teaching tonight, and it'll be very practical. I want you to look at 1 Thessalonians 5:18. If you mark in your Bibles, this is very interesting. God tells us, in everything, give thanks. He doesn't say, about everything, give thanks. He said, in everything, give thanks. He doesn't say, give thanks for everything that happens necessarily. He said, no matter what you're in, give thanks. You know, God tells us we can be thankful even in tough times. We don't have to be thankful for the tough time, but we can still be thankful while we're in the tough time. Now, for instance, I'm not thankful. I hate to say it. I'm not real thankful that Brother Walters died and went to heaven. But I can be thankful in the process while he did. I didn't lose my thankfulness because I wasn't glad about what he was going through. It doesn't mean I quit being thankful just because something negative is going on. Does that make sense to everybody? The works salvation people. The you got to feel it salvation people in order to get it salvation people. They'll tell you, well, you got to feel it. You ought to be thankful about the situation, and you need to find something in that situation for which you can be thankful about. No, God didn't say about everything, give thanks. He said in everything, give thanks. Let me say it this way. God says to be thankful in everything. That means the people that believe that you got to find thankfulness because of what's going on in everything. When you get cancer, oh yeah, you're just supposed to praise God you got cancer. I don't think you're supposed to praise God you got cancer. But I do believe that you can be thankful even though you have cancer. You crashed your car. I don't think that you ought to be thankful that you crashed your car. You might be thankful you didn't hurt yourself or hurt somebody else, or you could be thankful about that, but not thankful that you crashed it. Amen, Mrs. Lopez. 14 of them in the last 6 months. not quite true. Close. We're getting there. Now, for instance, I hear people say this. God must have wanted me to crash my car. I thank him it wasn't worse. I don't think God ever wants you to do something like that. No. That's Calvinism. It's not right. Now, I'm not thankful Brother Walters died last week. But I am thankful for a place called heaven.
Yes, sir.
I'm not thankful there's 6 children and a wife who lost a daddy and a husband to death, watched him suffer. But I am thankful that he's healed forever.
Amen.
I'm not thankful that some of you have aches and pains and heartaches. But can I tell you something? You can still be thankful. I'm thankful for the Bible. I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit. I'm thankful that they're there to help us through. I'm not thankful when people struggle financially. But there are things that while we struggle financially, we can be thankful about. God says here, in everything, give thanks. It doesn't say about everything, give thanks. But while you're going through whatever you're going through, you're supposed to remain thankful. Young people, listen to me. You might think you live in the worst home this side of Hades. You got it better than you know. You got it far better than you know. And for you to be ungrateful towards your mom or dad because they have enough wisdom to make decisions that you don't understand, keep your mouth shut. You don't know as much as you think you know. Everybody doing all right? I don't know anybody that's in that situation. Just thought I'd slam that one a little bit while I was there. Amen? Trying to be nice. Now, let me give you some thoughts on this thing about being thankful. First of all, Take your Bible, turn to Psalm 100, very familiar passage, Psalm 100. First thing is this, we ought to enter his gates with thanksgiving. Psalm 100, verse number 4. The Bible says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Wow. Did it say be thankful about all the bad things? No, it said be thankful. Enter into his court or enter into his gates with thanksgiving and be thankful. Bless his holy name. You don't need to be thankful for what you're in, but you need to be thankful. Miss Wally, I don't think you have to be thankful that your foot's all screwed up and they couldn't remove it from Fred adequately. Yeah. All right. I don't necessarily mean that you could be thankful. Thankful that my foot is in such bad shape. I don't think that's really what God intends for us to do. But it doesn't mean that we have to walk around like an old grouch about everything. We can be thankful for many other things. And I wasn't calling her an old grouch, I was calling him an old grouch. All right? Julian, I don't think you have to be thankful that you have such a wild, wicked mother. But I do think that you could be thankful, all right? And I'm teasing. I know that. Spend time being thankful to God more than complaining and asking for things that you don't like. Too many of us sit there and complain and whine and cry. Oh, God, how come I don't have? How come I don't get? How come somebody else has got? How about be thankful for what you do have that's eternal? God wants to be appreciated more than just being your never-ending ATM machine. I worked hard at that statement. I liked it. God doesn't want to be appreciated just because he's the genie in the bottle and he pops out to give you whatever you want. God wants to be appreciated and thanked. Fellas, it's kind of like your wife. She works hard. Some of them work outside the home, then come home and work all evening, putting food in your stinking belly, washing your clothes and everything else, and then you never say thank you. Well, that's her job. What's yours? Just to go to work for 8 hours a day and you think you're King Kong? Now, wait a minute. I think we ought to be thankful. You know, just because somebody's expected to do it doesn't mean you can't be thankful to them anyway. Amen. I'm not the greatest example of this, but I regularly tell my wife thank you for all she does. I regularly tell my secretary, and I pay her to do what she does. Well, you pay her, I don't. But I'm thankful for what she does. You let her not show up for a week or two, you'll find out how much she really does. I will. I know. Now, first of all, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Did you know the best way to get God to listen to your prayers is take some time every day and be thankful to him? Just thank him. Yesterday morning, saw that crazy big meteorite. I said, God, you're amazing. And then I walked over to my tree stand, got up there, and I was watching. You can see where Jupiter and Mars were in line with the moon, and they're kind of getting farther and farther apart, and watching the sun come up over the mountain, and I was thankful for it. When that deer walked out at 175 yards and I pulled the trigger and it didn't take another step, I was thankful for it. When I got that thing home and in, off the truck and hung up, I was thankful that part of it was over. Now, wait a minute. But I was thanking God for a whole bunch of other stuff, too. You know, when it came time to asking God for things, sure did make it a lot easier. If your kids are appreciative of what you do and thankful for what you do, when they ask you for something, they're more apt to get it, aren't they?
Right.
Rather than, well, your mom, you're supposed to provide it for me. Your dad, you're supposed to do that. When I grew up, that wouldn't have happened. You'd have got something, but not what you were asking for.
Right.
We'd have had a powwow. They'd have powed and you'd have wowed. So, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Number two, what can you be thankful about even though you're in a bad situation? Let me give you a bunch of things for you. Thank God for heaven. Thank God for heaven. The older I get, the more I'm thankful for heaven. Brother Hiles did not know this, but he was 6 months from going to heaven. That's okay, Mrs. Barnes. Come back over here. You don't have to sit on the floor. Good night. Don't you dare. Get up. Don't disobey me. Ooh, I pulled rank on that one, didn't I? You got to have the authority to do it. Now, you know, 6 months before Brother Hiles went to heaven, I said, "Preacher, I said, how is it somebody your age can preach on heaven? And somebody my age can preach on heaven, but when you preach on it, it's more real than it is when somebody my age preaches on it?" Now, that's opening yourself up to get criticized real fast. He said, "Well, first of all, because I'm a better preacher." And I said, "Yes, you are. But in spite of that," he said, "that's real easy." He said, "I know more people there than I know here." He said, "Every week of my life, there's more people there than I know that are going there." He said, "I know tens of thousands of people there." And it made sense. I was in my early 30s, mid 30s. I'm 50. I was counting. I've done 10 or 11 funerals this year myself. I know another 25 or 30 people that have passed away from around the country. That's almost once a week, every week this year, I get news of somebody dying. Can I tell you something? Heaven becomes a little bit more real. Thank God for it. Thank God for it. There's no more pain there. No more sorrow. Streets of gold. If Brother Rick could come back right now, he wouldn't.
Right.
He'd say, "No way. Mm-mm. I'm here. Don't you pull me back." So thank God for a place called heaven. By the way, thank God people that we know that are there. Miss Mung's mother-in-law, Miss Wiley's mom, all of a sudden, Miss Adelia. Man, all of a sudden, whew, it was gone. We're coming up on a year in February. She's been in heaven. I sat in my tree stand the other day, just yesterday morning. I was thinking about everybody in our church just in the last year or so that has passed away. And I started listening through and thanking God that she's not hurting no more. I thought of Brother Brian's wife. I thought of Buck, and I thought of Rick, Sherry's brother, and others in our church. And I thought, you know, man, you know, Buck got saved 5 days or two weeks and 15 days before he died. He got saved, but never took another drink of alcohol. He gave up his cigarettes shortly after that, and then went to heaven. But he had a bunch of people get saved at his funeral. I think he's growing in the Lord. Now, he may not have as many rewards as Brother Walters that's there, but guess what? He's still there. He's still there. So, thank God for heaven. Number two, thank God for your salvation. Aren't you glad you don't have to die and go to hell?
Yes, sir.
You talk about something to be thankful for. Thank God that I'm saved. My name's written in the book of life. It could never be taken out. And I'm forever going to go to heaven. I'm not like one of these Pentecostals. If the Lord came back, got it, lose it, got it, lose it, got it, lose it, got it, lose it, like a yo-yo. They're not sure if they're going up or down, up or down, up or down. I don't have to worry about losing it. Once you got it, you can't get rid of it. It's done forever. Thank God for his mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
Thank God his mercy endureth forever. Aren't you glad he's been merciful to you? If you got what you really deserved, well, I know somebody, they deserve this, they're such a bad sinner. Well, for you to have an attitude like that, you deserve worse than they do. Thank God for his grace, unmerited favor. For by grace are you saved through faith. Thank God for God's grace. You'll recognize this word, gracious. The root word of that is grace. God's grace is his graciousness to us. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now pay attention to me. Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for the Word of God. Do you realize you hold or have the ability to hold the entire Word of God, every word necessary for man to live? Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
That's good.
You have the very words that give man life.
Yes, sir.
The very words that God spoke for creation. If you go through Genesis chapter 1, he didn't form anything with his hands but man. Everything else he spoke into being. I think through that. God didn't take a bunch of mud balls and fling them from heaven and turn them into planets. Create means take nothing and turn something into, out of nothing. He spoke it into existence. Standing there up on top of a mountain in Montana, my son and I were standing there going, trying to catch our breath. And I said, son, look. He said, Dad. He said, it is unreal what God made out here. I said, son, it does my heart good to hear you say that. He said, what do you mean? I said, you're right. God made it. I said, son, do you realize God spoke every bit of it into place? He said, I know. He said, I was sitting up there tonight watching that sunset. He said, it just overwhelms you how incredible God is.
Amen.
Whew. He got it. I was sitting in my tree stand thinking this morning, or yesterday morning, not this morning. I was here this morning, not in tree stand. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who made the heaven and the earth and talked about, set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength. What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? He made all these things for us. Just to enjoy. So thank God for his grace. Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for your family. Say, well, you don't know all of my family. You know, Uncle so-and-so. Well, you don't have to thank God necessarily for him, but you got others you can be thankful for. Everybody's got one of those. Some of you have more than those. Some of you are that. I mean, wait a minute. Thank God for those that you have. Fellas, when's the last time you were thankful to God for your wife, not just saying it because the preacher reminded you? Or for your children? Say, well, my kids aren't living right. But you ought to be thankful you at least have them. You still got a chance. If they're still sucking air, there's still hope. So be thankful for your family. Be thankful for your church and your church friends. Thank God we have a place called Grace Baptist Church. My soul. I'm just thankful for it. Thank God for your friends. Some of you, that's a very short time. Next, be thankful for forgiveness. When's the last time you took time to be thankful for forgiveness? That to realize, Mrs. Lopez, none of your sins are ever going to be held against you. They've all been forgiven. Man.
Amen.
To think, Brother June, you'll never, ever be judged for your sin because it's all been forgiven. Malachi, can you push that shut for me? Thank you. To realize that you're so forgiven that the Bible says that God will, your sins and iniquities will he remember no more.
Praise God.
If it's under the blood, it's gone.
Amen.
It's not that it's amnesia. He has the ability to block it, never bring it to memory again. It says remember. Call to memory again. They'll never be brought up. We have so much to be thankful for. I could go on and on and on. That's about 10 or 11 things. I didn't count them. I'm just guessing here. Very quickly that I scratched down for this outline. But thank God for those things that never change. The eternal.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for Jesus. Jesus Christ, the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. I love Acts chapter 1, verse number around 9 or 10. Angel standing there, looking at the disciples, says, why stand you here gazing? This same Jesus will so come in like manner. It's not a different Jesus. It's the same one.
Yes, sir.
He coming back.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
He's the same. He's the God of the Old Testament. He's the Jesus of the Old Testament, the Jesus of the New Testament, and Jesus now. You say, well, but preacher, I'm having a tough time. I've got this, or I've got that. I didn't say necessarily be thankful for what you're in that's a trial or a tribulation, but may I say this, you can be thankful in the trial and in the tribulation.
Yes, sir.
You can be thankful in the heartache, not because of the heartache. Number three, and I'll finish with this. We can eventually thank God for getting through what you're in now. You can eventually thank God for what you're in now because you get through it. Can I tell you something? Day by day, you take another step. You put your head on the pillow at night and say, God, I got through today. Thank you. I don't know how I'm going to get through tomorrow, but I'm going to keep them on moving. And when you get through tomorrow, you say, I made it through today. That's exactly how you make it. Eventually, you'll get all the way through that. I love the verse, and it came to pass. It came to pass. Very few things come and stay. Most everything comes to pass. Bad finances come to pass. You can get out of them. Heartache, it'll come and pass. Oh, it may never be gone, but you'll get through the major trauma of it. You'll get through the major grief of it, and you can get through it. Thank God for getting over the hump.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't mean the problem's gone. It doesn't mean some of the side effects of it are gone. January 7th, 1976, I went into the Altman Hospital for a hip disease called leg calveopathies. I was in traction for 3 weeks, and then they put what they call a Toronto brace on my leg, and I wore a stiff-legged 10-pound brace and walked on about a 2-inch square piece of rubber for the next 2 years. Never put any weight on my left leg. I had a bad hip disease. My hip socket, the ball and joint there, looked like an old dog bone that the dog had been chewing on. There was nothing left of it. And I now have a square peg and a round hole. The whole purpose of it was to take the weight off of it, but keep it moving to wear the edges of the straight bone off so that it was enough to wear it down to where it'll move in there the rest of my life. Otherwise, my leg would have been anywhere from 6 inches to a foot shorter, or I could have lost the whole leg because of it. I know what it's like to get up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning going, that's not real comfortable. I know what it's like when old Arthur attacks. I've had arthritis in my hip for 30 plus years. More than half my life. There's days and nights I just roll and roll and roll and roll. And I'll get up, Brother June, I'll say, bless God, I hate this hip. I wish I did a wrong thing one time. I looked at a hip replacement surgery. Don't do that if you ever face one of those. They use things my dad has down in his shop. And I watched him banging on that thing with a chisel and a hammer. And I'm thinking, oh, no, we're not doing that. And then they take this little saw out. And we're not doing that. And then they got this drill out that's got this little boring tool on it. And they go, and they're drilling that hole out. And I'm going, okay, that was the wrong thing to do. We're not going through that. I'll prevent it somehow. Now, wait a minute. Every day that thing hurts, I still remember. I'm not thankful it hurts, but I'm thankful I still got it. I did make a trip to Montana and lasted for 8 days in the mountains. Traveled 40 miles on boot at 8,000 feet, and I didn't die. I didn't shoot nothing, but I didn't die. Now, wait a minute. Can I tell you something? Every once in a while, you got to get through the hump of that thing. I'm facing a hump this weekend. I got to go face a family that's hurting. I got to go face a church that's hurting. I got to go preach for Brother Walters. Got to try to transition his church, meet with his board, try to help his assistant pastor and his 6 kids and his wife. Say, preacher, what are you going to do? Trust God. Give them the word of God. Give them hope. Breathe some life into it. Give them a little bit of a little kick to keep on moving. Say, let's do this together. do you think I really feel like going and doing that? Think I want to go visit his grave where there's not even any grass on it yet? Huh. Eventually, you'll get through it and say, thank God it's over. Thank God it's over. My son, my oldest son, he was a kid that when he got saved as a child, I knew he was going to be the next Jack Hiles or Jack the Ripper. He ended up being both. you talk about a kid, let me tell you. But for a couple of years, he put us through Hades. Let me tell you. I mean, got kicked out of Bible college. Lived like an animal for a while. It was rough. He's teaching in the school, preaching in the church, assistant pastor there. Sent me a note yesterday he got from parents of one of the kids that he teaches. Teaches 7th and 8th graders, junior high. Very appropriate for Josh to teach junior hires. And it said, "Dear Brother Josh, my daughter thinks you're the greatest teacher she's ever had. And her report card reflects she's right." I said, "Makes all those long hours worth it, doesn't it, son?" He said, "Man." He said, "Dad, I don't need those to keep going, but boy, does that help." I said, "Yeah, it does." I said, "You're making progress." You've all heard me say this before, and I'll say it again. There's a song in the songbook called "It Will Be Worth It All." I hate that song. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. You can get depressed singing that song. If you got to wait till you see Jesus till it's worth it, what good was it to go through it?
Amen.
Now, I'm not saying it's a bad song. I just don't like it. Till we see Jesus. Until then, it's not going to be worth it. Can I tell you something? It could be worth it. May not be what you're thinking about, but there's something to find to be thankful about.
Yes, sir.
If you notice, we don't sing it around here because I can't stand it. Huh. Now listen to me. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving. Oh, I know. They call it Turkey Day. They call it whatever day. But I think we as Christians ought to take some time and get alone with God and take some time and thank Him. You may be in a family where it's appropriate to thank God in front of everybody. You may have family that they wouldn't appreciate it an awful lot. I understand that. But God ought to hear it from you personally tomorrow. Whether you do it publicly or not, He deserves thanks. You know, thank God we live in America. She's still the greatest nation in the world. She might be sick and on life support, but at least we're still here. Thankful we have our health. I talked to a lady today in our church. Her dad's been in the hospital 3 times in the last 6 days over with heart issues. Not sure we're going to keep him around very much longer. Say, what are you going to do, preacher? Be there to help. Thank God we saved. Amen. Thank God there's a place called heaven. It doesn't make the pain of going through that any easier, but notice it doesn't say about everything give thanks. It says in everything. Give thanks. In everything, give thanks. Learn how to be thankful in everything. When that bad days come, be thankful. When the trials come, be thankful. When the sick days come, be thankful. I'm not talking about the ones you took off and you weren't sick, but when you really are sick. When grieving days come, be thankful. When heartache comes, be thankful. I got a text from a lady from out of state this week, a friend of mine. She texted me this morning about 6 o'clock. She said, "Pray for me. I got up at 4 o'clock this morning throwing up, and I got 40-some family members coming for Thanksgiving tomorrow, and I'm sick." Oh, God bless you. I got to cook all day, and the thought of food makes me want to run back to the throw up. I said, I'm thankful it's not me. I didn't tell her that. Glad that's not my house. Been there before. Don't want that. Now, wait a minute. When the heartache comes, be thankful. In everything, give thanks. Now, watch this, and I'm done. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Do the will of God. The will of God is being thankful in everything. Not necessarily about everything. But while you're going through that which you don't want to be thankful for, find something to be thankful for. Do you ever watch people? Man, they are grumpy. We drove down to Virginia last night, and I was doing the speed limit, and things were, it was busy on 81 all the way down through Virginia. It wasn't stopped, but it was going. And then you got somebody doing 85, 90 mile an hour, just pulling up on your backside. And you got nowhere to go. Say, what did you do? I don't let them bother me. There is a little thing on your rear view mirror. You can pull it this way and the light flips up and there are bright lights in your window or in your mirror. Doesn't bother you. Whoop. When things cleared out, I had people passing me on either side. I didn't care. One time these two guys were screaming and they're weaving in and out of traffic. We went about a mile down the road and they were less than 100 feet ahead of me. And I thought, yeah. You did all that to get 100 feet farther than me. Nah, 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 nah. That one guy, man, he was zigzag, 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 zigzag. And a quarter mile down the road, he's getting off the freeway. Literally. I thought, you know, what a good way to have a bad day. I didn't let it affect me. Now, the one my daughter and I got behind today that was doing 15 miles an hour on Needy Road and Cemetery Road the whole way with the four ways going, and I mean 10 to 15 miles an hour all the way to the Shell station or the Rocks station there. Oh Lord, I wasn't real thankful at that moment. I was thankful we weren't stopped, but there was nowhere to pass. Nah, I did okay. My daughter cussed, but I didn't. No, I, you know, I enjoyed time with my daughter. I can be thankful for that. And, you know, we don't have to be thankful for what necessarily is happening at the moment. God didn't say be thankful about everything. He said in everything, give thanks. Doesn't matter how bad it is, give thanks. If you're sitting there alone tomorrow, give thanks. It's that much. Been there. Some of you would rather be by yourself. We understand. Give thanks that nobody else is bothering you, amen? Whatever it is, in everything, give thanks. Let's bow our head. Let's close our eyes. Sometimes we get ungrateful with God. We have so much to be thankful for.